Danielle Brown here from the Foundation at 2019 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. How are you, Danielle?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm happy you're here as well.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
How's the show going for you, just before we dive in?
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah?
I love being here. It's my favorite conference every
year.
Yeah,
this is a good one.
The energy around it, the people, you see everybody, the speakers.
Mm-hmm.
Just got done from the opening session. There's always that sense of, you know, pride with the flags and the pledge, all of those things. It's just a great start.
Indeed. And
yeah.
So you guys are having quite the event tonight
well. We're super excited about tonight. It's our foundation dinner presenting the Herb Wagner Awards.
Mm-hmm.
We've got three incredible winners this year, as we always do.
Yes, you do.
But also a fourth edition, our ever elusive Anchor Award
that we only give out
on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
It's awarded by the foundation board. And this year, we're honoring Brett Martinez of Redwood Credit Union for his incredible work that they did in disaster relief and supporting the community with the California wildfires.
Yep.
So that's in addition to our award winners, Diana Dykstra, Crystal Long, and then Lucinda Credit
Union
Foundation.
All of them well deserved.
I think of it as a well-dressed family reunion. Because that's what it feels like to me.
Yeah, and
that's why the hardest part for us at the dinner is to get people sitting down so we can get the show started.
Right,
because everyone's wandering around because they see everybody, giving everybody hugs.
Mm-hmm.
So it really does feel like a family
reunion. Exactly.
We're just dressed a little bit better.
Yeah, it's a good, and you guys, it's a first-class event as well.
Yeah.
From the very beginning to the very end.
Yeah.
It's just, you guys do such an incredible job. So.
Yeah, we try and make it fun. You know, we want people to think that this is, you know, a place you want to be, not a place you have to be. And so,
oh my gosh,
that's our goal.
People want to go to this thing. Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
It's awesome. Hey, let's talk about financial health as well, because this is something that we've talked about, Gigi and I have talked about, and it's something near and dear to many of our hearts.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the connection between finance and health and how each affects the other. And so you guys are like in this deep.
Well, you know, and I think what's so interesting to me about the connection between physical health and financial health is how it resonates with people, because it's a language everyone understands. And if you think about how much of your life and your finances affect your body, your mind, your body, there's a huge connection. There's a quote Gigi even mentioned today on the main stage: if you want to lower my blood pressure, help me pay my electricity bill.
Yeah,
because that's
so true.
It's
so
the truth. So if we as credit unions have such a role that we can play in improving people's financial health, with therefore as a side benefit increases their physical health, and that is just powerful. I mean, it's powerful enough alone on the financial health side, what that does to somebody to help them achieve their financial goals and dreams.
Yeah.
But knowing that the side effect of that is you can actually help somebody's mental state and physical state at the same time and have them live a longer and better life is incredible power.
Yeah.
And I think it's a different framing of a way we've never really thought of it before, what that can really
thing.
Do.
Yeah, we don't really think about it, but when you bring it out into the open, you expose it, like, oh my gosh, they really do kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, we talk about, you know, financial health improves, you know, and changes lives, but it's so much more than, I mean, the whole life. So it's a more kind of holistic look at it, I think, than what we've thought of maybe in the, or how we've couched it in the past. And the data backs it all up. So that's what's interesting, and when you can really see all these connections of how can credit unions be a part of building a healthy community in a whole holistic way. That's exciting work.
So how can credit unions kind of come at this and help their members, come at this from that angle and help their members? Because it really is coming at it from a different angle. It's like, hey, we'll help you with your finances, we'll help you pay your, but hey, you know what? This will also help you with your general health, you know?
Yeah.
You can get some doctors on board or something like that.
Well, there's work being done. So Gigi wrote a brief last year on a connection between a really nice paper on this connection between physical health and financial health. That's kind of spurring more conversations that are happening in the credit union community and the health community, kind of bringing those two entities together to have conversations. So from a credit union perspective, I encourage people to read that, because first of all, it gives some good context to the discussion.
Yeah.
And there's some good, you know, takeaways for next steps for having those kinds of conversations as well. In addition, one of the things that we are co-hosting for this is our fourth year, but CUF in Health, which is it's coming up at the end of April, April 24th through the 26th, and it's year four of initial convening that we had 4 years ago, which was simply a conversation, a small group conversation about, if credit unions own financial education, how do we prove that? You know, what are the proof points? How do we measure that what we're doing is making a difference? So year one, it really started with how do we prove something? And year two, it became, how do you measure that? Mm-hmm. And a measurement tool was created. Mm-hmm. And it's evolved from that into the tools now exist. There's measurement tools out there. Now what do we do about it?
Right.
So you've measured,
right.
you know, hopefully, you can measure. And if you know where your members are, and we, you know, national statistics, we can also mm-hmm. kind of figure that out. What do you do next?
Mm-hmm.
What moves the needle on your members' financial health
mm-hmm.
in the areas that matter? You know, spending, saving, borrowing.
Mm-hmm.
What does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a conference that's geared specifically to this topic of
mm-hmm.
financial health, which doesn't really exist for credit unions
yeah.
specifically
yeah.
anywhere else. So it's evolved into more of a bigger approach, not to just the measurement piece,
mm-hmm.
but now what? So this conference this year is going to focus on, you know, what are the measurement tools out there
mm-hmm.
so everyone can know how to access those. Then what do? How do you operationalize financial health
yeah.
from a product standpoint?
Yeah.
What does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
And another interesting, you know, conversation we're having a panel discussion about the physical financial health connection.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with that? And we're also having a, you know, fail fast panel. So a panel of peers
okay.
who've been working on this to share their learnings of what didn't work, you know, so the rest of us can avoid that
mm-hmm.
And learn from other people
okay.
what they've learned in this journey, because it is a journey.
Gotcha.
It's not something that, you know, just happens
right,
overnight.
Right,
it's
right.
You have to get, you know, the buy-in, and it's got to be part of creating a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
there's going to be a panel that talks about what people have learned through measurement, through products and services, through credit union strategy, and what they learned in the process, so others can maybe speed up the process.
Yeah,
a little bit.
No doubt.
So that's what the conference is about.
Okay.
So I encourage anyone to they can come to our website. It's co-hosted not only by the National Credit Union Foundation,
mm-hmm.
but the California Nevada Credit Union Leagues,
and also
Balance.
Yeah.
So the three of us for the last 4 years have been the co-sponsors of bringing this to the table. So
mm-hmm.
it's a great opportunity to learn and also network with people who are passionate about the same topic.
Yeah, and bring this topic to the forefront.
Exactly.
Because I think this should be really one of the top topics
yeah.
in our industry.
Yeah.
And as you were talking, I was like, gosh, is there any way we can get this into like the mainstream media? Because you don't hear about this too often.
No.
You hear about, yeah, it's getting hard to pay your bills, or
yeah.
people are, you know, barely living on, you know, they don't have any savings, that type of stuff,
yeah.
which all equates to stress.
Mm-hmm.
And like Gigi
yeah.
said on stage, you know,
yeah.
keep my blood pressure down.
Yeah.
I would love somehow to get this in the mainstream
yeah.
media to get it out there.
And I do feel like credit unions have been thought leaders in
yeah.
this, you know, and Gigi in particular has been really at the forefront of this conversation. So I think we are just really at
mm-hmm.
the baseline cutting edge
yeah.
of really pushing and prodding people to be thinking in these terms
mm-hmm.
of how can we do this more?
Yeah,
I mean, what does it really mean?
I
so
could
it's
see this
really
in the Wall Street Journal. I could
yeah.
see this on, you know, the Today Show,
yeah.
that type of stuff.
I think everybody
you know?
Could relate.
Exactly.
And by the
we
way, credit unions, if you don't know where to start with your own employees.
Exactly, exactly.
Because your own employees are experiencing
mm-hmm.
similar things as your
mm-hmm.
members.
Yeah, there's your study group right there.
Yeah.
There's your focus group
yeah,
right there.
Exactly. yeah.
Very cool.
Lots of opportunities.
Yeah, I'm excited about this. Very cool stuff. Anything else to wrap up here, Danielle? I know you have a busy schedule because
yeah.
tonight's the big dinner.
Tonight's our dinner.
So you're probably pressed for time. So
yeah.
I appreciate the few minutes that
absolutely.
You give me here. So,
yeah, happy to be here. Thanks for chatting about this. Encourage
yeah.
people to come to the dinner and come to see you.
Yeah, I'll put this in the show notes too, so people
can
click on it and get right to it.
Sounds good.
Right on. Danielle,
thank you
so much.
Appreciate it.
Keep up the good work there, all right?
Thanks.